Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Decline and Fail. Read in Case of Political Apocalypse by John Kreiss. Narrated by Alexander Doddy. Introduction. Theresa May took office in July 2016 with one job and one job only. To deliver Brexit. But there was a problem with this. The two Leave campaigns have been very careful not to define exactly what Brexit meant in order to maximise their appeal. Some had voted to leave because they wanted less immigration. Others had voted for the UK to regain its sovereignty from the EU. Some were openly relaxed about the UK remaining in the single market and the customs union. Others demanded nothing less than a clean break from all EU institutions. So, there was no clear roadmap to Brexit, and it was up to May, whom many commentators had confidently declared to be a safe pair of hands, a competent bureaucrat, to set her own vision, which she did by repeatedly stating that Brexit meant Brexit. At first this was received as some kind of mystic vision, loaded with wisdom, but it wasn't long before many people began to wonder if there was less to May than met the eye. And when she started uttering sentences such as, "I am determined to deliver on the things which I am determined to deliver," her characterization as the Maybot was born. By January 2017, many of the Brexiteers in the Conservative Party were beginning to get decidedly twitchy. It was 7 months since the referendum, and the UK had made no real moves to leave the EU, nor was it at all clear on what terms we would be leaving. Not least because the EU had itself refused to enter any discussions with the UK on the divorce settlement and any future trade agreement until after Article 50 was triggered. So eventually, Theresa May was forced to jump. Having decided that alienating the hardline Eurosceptic MPs of the European Research Group risked splitting the Tory party, on balance, she rightly considered her Remainer-leaning MPs to be more amenable and pliable. She delivered a speech at Lancaster House that spelled out what Brexit actually meant. No membership of the single market or a customs union, and no jurisdiction by the European Court of Justice. A hard Brexit. Parliament voted to trigger Article 50 on March the 29th. The die had been cast. The UK had laid out its Brexit objectives, and had set in motion the 2-year time limit in which to achieve it. This was the high point of the May administration.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?